Hello, this is Danielle Jaworwiecka with the BBC News. More than a dozen cities in the United States are under curfew as violent protests continued for a fifth night over the killing by police of an unarmed black man, George Floyd, in Minneapolis. At least 30 cities across America have been hit by the unrest. David Willis reports.
Officials in Minneapolis had promised a massive show of force in response to five nights of protest, which have led to arson and looting. Thousands more National Guard officers were drafted in, and the state's governor, Tim Walz, urged people to stay at home. But shortly after a nighttime curfew came into place, police again fired tear gas in an attempt to disperse a sizable group of demonstrators. In Los Angeles, officers fired rubber bullets after clashing with protesters, during which several police vehicles were set on fire. A curfew is now in place there and in several other major American cities.
President Trump has blamed looters, anarchists and left-wing radicals for the unrest, which is the worst since he took office. He said justice in the US would never be achieved by an angry mob.
The memory of George Floyd is being dishonored by rioters, looters and anarchists who are terrorizing the innocent, destroying jobs, hurting businesses and burning down buildings.
The president's Democratic Party rival, Joe Biden, called for an end to the violence and condemned the destruction, but also accused Mr. Trump of giving oxygen to bigotry. Two of the holiest sites in Islam have reopened their doors to the faithful after shutting down for more than 2 months because of the coronavirus. Our Middle East analyst, Alan Johnston, has more details.
There was much emotion as the gates swung open and hundreds of worshippers could at last make their way into the compound that surrounds the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the third holiest site in Islam. The many weeks of closure had meant that the whole sacred month of Ramadan passed without believers being able to hold the usual daily prayers at Al-Aqsa. Worshippers were told to wear face masks and bring their own prayer mats. And the authorities in Saudi Arabia had issued similar instructions ahead of today's reopening of mosques across the kingdom. And the Grand Mosque in Mecca will stay shut.
In Uganda, where there are around 400 confirmed cases of COVID-19, officials say 50 truck drivers who arrived in the country from South Sudan have tested positive for the virus. The Minister of Health said the drivers were among 84 new cases in Uganda in the past day, the highest registered number since the first infection was confirmed in March. Testing at border crossings has led to long queues. World News from the BBC.